Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Zbeb Terry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Cheaves. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Virgil Cheaves. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting third. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Douglas. Pitching for the New York Giants, Phil Douglas. And now, play ball. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stats hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker takes first base on ball four. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive towards short. Bancroft catches it and throws to first to double up Hollocker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground for a single. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Frisch steals second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Musel takes first base on ball four. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Youngs takes first base on ball four. Frisch moves to third. Musel moves to second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Stats. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Frisch scores. Musel scores. Youngs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stats who is chasing the ball. Stengel reaches third base with a triple. Kelly scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Tiny Osborne now pitching. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stengel scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Barber reaches second base with a double. Grimes moves to third. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft misplays the ball. That's an error on Bancroft. Grimes scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Bancroft catches it and throws to second to double up Heathcote. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft bunts towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. Groh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bancroft moves to second. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-1 in the game. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Stats moves to third. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs who is chasing the ball. Krug reaches third base with a triple. Stats scores. Hollocker scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Red Shea now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krug scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimes moves to third. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Snyder to Bancroft covering second. The throw back to home, and Grimes is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Youngs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of stats. Youngs reaches second base with a double. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell fires to second and picks off Youngs for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stengel takes first base on ball 4. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stengel moves to third. Dave Robertson pinch hits for Red Shea. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rosie Ryan now pitching. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to second. One out. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-2 in the game. Stats hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Bancroft moves to second. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a line drive towards first. Grimes catches it and steps on first to double up Frisch. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Krug bunts towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hollocker moves to third. two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barber hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Youngs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stengel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Osborne. Stengel moves to second. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to second. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and has Heathcote trapped. There's the throw to Grow and over to Frisch, who tags Heathcote for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Rosie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bancroft hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Bancroft reaches second base with a double. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frisch bunts for a single. Bancroft moves to third. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of stats. Groh reaches second base with a double. Bancroft scores. Frisch goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Giants. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groh moves to third. Percy Jones now pitching. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Youngs bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to second. two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groh scores. Musel moves to third. It's 8-4, Giants. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from O'Farrell to Hollocker covering second. The throw back to home, and Musel is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Cunningham now playing center field. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-3 in the game. Stats hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hollocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Stats moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Giants. Rosie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hollocker. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bancroft moves to second. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Groh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Friberg pinch hits for Percy Jones. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of stats. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bancroft. Stats moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hollocker bunts towards the mound. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stats moves to third. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes strikes out. 1 out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barber hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.